Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on being lenient, being kind, being gracious as far as business dealings are concerned. When a person is buying, when he's selling, when he's asking for payment, when he's taking and when he's giving, dispatching, whatever a person is doing as far as his business is concerned, Shariat is teaching us be lenient to such an extent that if a person is owing us money and he needs time, he's finding it difficult, he's in a financial constraint. So give that person time. And Shariat is also teaching us that if we even wipe out part of the debt or the whole debt, if we got that ability to wipe out the whole debt also, this is something which is very, very great in Shariat, where we make things easy for people, we don't make things difficult for people. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal kana rajulun yudayunun nas wa kana yaqulu li fatahu إذا أتيت معسرا فتجاوز عنه لعل الله أن يتجاوز عنا فلقي الله فتجاوز عنه متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there was a person that used to give credit. He used to give people credit. In other words, time to pay. So he used to say to his son, either it was his son or it was somebody that was working for him, he used to say to him that when you come across someone in financial difficulty, pardon him. When you come across someone in financial difficulty, pardon him. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala will pardon us. So this was the niyat he made. That you pardon that person. He can't pay. You can see he's battling. Never mind. Make him maaf. You pardon him. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala will pardon us. So the hadith goes on to say that when he met Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgave him. Allah Ta'ala pardoned him. One action. What he did was, people that can't pay, never mind. I forgive you. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, ya, forgive him. We'll do one more hadith with a similar meaning, and then we'll give a little bit of explanation. An Abi Mas'ud al-Badari, radiyallahu anhu, qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حُوسِبَ رَجُلٌ مِّمَّنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ لَهُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ يُخَالِطُ النَّاسَ وَكَانَ مُوسِرًا وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ غِلْمَانَهُ أَن يَتَجَاوَزُوا عَنِ الْمُعْسِرِ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِذَلِكَ مِنْهُ تَجَاوَزُوا عَنْهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud al-Badari radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person from the nations before you was called to account. A person from the nations before you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying about a person from the previous ummats, a person from the nations before you was called to account, not a single good deed was found. But imagine this person didn't do one good deed also. Except, there's one exception, only one good deed this person had done, was he was wealthy, and he used to deal with people in business, and he used to order his sons, or order his clerks working for him, to pardon those in financial difficulties. It's only good deed this person had to present in front of Allah Ta'ala, that he told those people working for him, or he told his sons, that whatever you see anybody in financial difficulty, you forgive them, you pardon them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this person had passed away, Allah ta'ala said, we have a greater right to pardon than him. He had a good quality, that he used to pardon people. But Allah ta'ala said, we have a greater right to forgive than him. He used to forgive people, we have an even greater right to forgive him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, pardon him. Told the malaika, pardon him. This person needs to be pardoned, he needs to be forgiven. He had this quality of forgiving people for their debts. Allah ta'ala made his forgiveness. Look at that. This hadith mentioned Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and in Bihaqi. So this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One ayat of the Quran, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Forgive and overlook. Do you not love that Allah ta'ala forgives you? This is a quality a Muslim should have, a believer should have. Forgive, Surah Nur, this is mentioned. It forgive and overlook. Many, many times we don't forgive and we don't overlook. This ayat should encourage us. Forgive and overlook. Do you not love that Allah ta'ala forgives you? So this is the quality, this is the style of a believer. No action he regards as insignificant. Every action is significant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala rewards a person in the year after according to his actions in this world. This person had the action of forgiving and pardoning people financially. Allah ta'ala forgive him for all his gunas. So this is not a small thing. Again, yeah, let's look at the Islamic way that we are taught that we forgive and we wipe off debts, make it easier. This is the Islamic spirit of doing business. This is the Islamic spirit of doing credit. Yeah, we're speaking specifically about credit. This is how we are taught to do credit. And how the banks are doing it, that we need to increase it more. You need to take some finance for the house. If that house is 1 million, you must end up paying 2 million. You need to take finance for your car. If it is worth 500,000, you must end up paying almost 900,000 to 1 million. This is how they do it. And what is the Islamic spirit? Man is battling, make it easier for him. Wipe it off, give him time. And that's where we must try and get more and more towards the Islamic spirit. As time is going, more and more the Western culture is coming. And a lot of times in the name of Islam we are doing things, but matching the Western culture 100%, and we thinking we are matching Islam. This is what Islam is all about. You'll never ever find a situation where a person is in need and you're making money out of him. There's no such thing as making money out of people in need. All you'll find is sadaqah, you'll find lillah, you'll find zakat, you'll find forgiveness of debts, you'll find physical assistance for whoever is in need, financial assistance, mental assistance, giving the person some comfort, going to his bedside, making du'as for him. This is what you'll find in charity. Never ever exploiting the need of any poor person. Allah Ta'ala give us the true spirit of Islam. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.